got the touch.
Stan Bush here, and you're about to transform and roll out only on the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
And welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the AllSpark is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello. So, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, I have been on a bit of an origins kick since my lovely wife, who is no longer with us, not making a big deal out of that right now at this moment, but Karen did pass away. When we thought there was hope of her not dying, I went on this HETF Origins kick with Patriot Prime and Mikey O'Sullivan from Moonbase 2 and Jaws D, and next week will be Rodimus Primals. Or like, I had to get my mind off of real life, and I'm like, the last Origins we had before I did Mikey's was Nemesis Predaking in March of this year. So I'm like, okay, Steve said he was in production at his real job. I'm taking over.
Taking over, man.
That's right. So, but we've had a lot of good stories, a lot of interesting stories, and still, everybody hates Wheelie.
Everybody hates Wheelie.
I'm still waiting for the day for someone to say that Wheelie is their favorite character. I'll probably be dead before that happens, but, you know, I'm still waiting.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. So we got a bunch of news to get through here tonight. First up, we're going to start with movie and TV news. And as of this recording, November 15th, 2021, we are 4 days removed from Transformers Generation 1 cartoon ending, because November 11th, 1987 was the air date of Rebirth Part 3.
Just as Vector Sigma promised.
The excess solar energy restored Cybertron. What happened?
The golden age of Cybertron has come again, Cerebros. Thanks to you and Spike.
Wow.
God, I'm old.
That's a long time ago.
Yes, yes. I thought you said you weren't.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, he told me before we recorded this, don't ask him to do anything, and I haven't asked him to do anything, and all of a sudden he's going into Master Splinter and Yoketron and Drift from...
person vanish without trace.
You annoying person vanish without trace. Annoying podcast vanish without trace. Oh, right. I've been doing this 13 years. You guys can't get rid of me yet. So far.
But they try.
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes those deep guttural voices are just fun and
yes,
equally annoying.
Yes, yes, they are. So... obviously, this year was the 35th anniversary of Transformers the movie. I did not know, because I did not go to any of the two-night showings or whatever it was.
Nor did, you know, I.
Right. I didn't go this time around. I went for the 30th anniversary, I think. I think that's what it was. I don't remember. Anyway. So they had the 35th anniversary in theater showings, and they had a stop motion short apparently before that, they played before. And it'll be embedded in the show notes, folks. This is hilarious. Stan Bush as the voice of Jazz and John Machida Jr., obviously, as Blur Oh my God, Greg Berger is there as one of the other voices too, and I believe it was Flint Dillion, somebody else that wrote it up. Just hilarious. Just hilarious. Absolutely love that.
Yeah, I had a little entertainment watching that as well.
Yes. So we have some good, bad, whatever kind of news you want to call it, but Rise of the Beasts has officially been delayed.
Yay! Oh, sorry. What's that phrase that they say, you know, like what they did with Sonic, fix it in post?
Now, what's funny is, like, I think late last month is what I meant to say, late in October, they had just released a story saying that filming had wrapped. And I guess maybe the filming didn't go so well that they have to fix it in post, or maybe it was and I'm not even going to get into this whole thing. I'm just going to make the statement and move on. Maybe it's a COVID issue. I don't know. But if filming is wrapped, how the hell could it be? Whatever. Anyway, the point is, from Deadline, this just in from Paramount, Transformers Rise of the Beast will no longer be opening on June 24th, 2022, rather June 9th, 2023. And the new Star Trek movie they've been in development on won't launch until June 9th of 2023, rather December 22nd, 2023.
That is a little entertaining for me.
I know, that's why I'm reading it.
And I'll say this because they have this really stupid idea of, oh, we're going to have multiple different movies of the franchise. Like Paramount, they have no idea what they're doing, and that's why their film franchises blow chunks. I have no faith in them anymore. I just don't. They've botched way too many times, and yeah. It's sad.
I just don't know. The last one we had was Beyond, right?
The last Star Trek? And it, yes. Honestly, that was better than Into Darkness. But the problem is they couldn't get the actors.
Oh, jeez.
It was a budget thing. And so, yeah, it turned into a little diatribe of various ideas and various directors and writers and ideas and back to the drawing board, and nobody cared anymore. And then, yeah, right. It's just I mean,
not that this is the All Things Star Trek podcast. That's what other things are for. But I watched the 2009 film. I liked the 2009 film for what it was. Mm-hmm. I watched Into Darkness, but I didn't give a crap about Into Darkness.
It was a terrible film, and it was a rehash of The Wrath of Khan.
Right. Yeah.
It was one that just didn't need to be made, in all honesty. And I'm not saying that like for the people that, because I rewatched it yesterday. It was on Hulu. I was like, I got nothing else going on. Let's see what, you know. Let's see how much I want to torture myself. And so I did. I tortured myself. And it's just as bad as I remember, writing-wise. And, again, it's Orci and Kurtzman. And, Kurtzman, I think it is in charge of Star Trek right now. And he's a buffoon. And everything he's put together, I can't stand it. So,
how about that Leonard Nimoy voiceover in memoriam or something or other? Because we need to transform back into Transformers here, folks.
Transformers Generation 2.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I am still, and this was, I mean, it's been some time since I felt like this. It's been about almost 2 years, but yeah, I refuse. Like, with Karen no longer here, with my lovely Karen gone, like, if I don't have to leave the house, I ain't fucking leaving the house. Everything is going to come to me. I want video on demand. I don't, like, Rise of the Beasts, from what I've seen of the production photos and the location things and whatever else, but as I've said in the last how long have we been doing this podcast? 2008, so 13 years, almost 14 years. Until I see a trailer,
it doesn't exist.
I don't care. Until I can go on Vudu or whatever and buy it. Oh, you don't know this yet, but I did a thing, folks.
He broke it.
No, I didn't break it. It's going to break, but I didn't break it yet. So I went on Vudu and I purchased the 6-film bundle, Bumblebee Through the Last Night. There will be commentary track episodes for each film. Whether you're with me or not, I will find somebody.
We'll be torturing some unfortunate soul.
Everyone that decides to download those episodes.
I already have them.
Well, okay, but yeah. No, not idiot. The episodes that are released in the podcast.
Oh.
Jesus. All right. Coming up next, what do we got next here? Let's see. We mentioned that. Going into toy news, we have Tigatron vintage packaging revealed and Beast Wars Scorponok stock images.
Now, what's awesome about these is, and some of the purists are a little upset, they repainted them to look more show accurate. Like, they don't match the original toy.
Right, right.
Is interesting enough. The Scorponok is supposed to be, like, pitch black. Mm-hmm. All the way through, like all the dark gray portions. Mm-hmm. The red on the helmet, I don't believe was on the original. Mm-hmm. And then the gauntlets were the same color, and I think the legs were black too. It was black and red, and then the claw hands were the kind of purpley blue. And I find it funny too on the box. This is Beast Wars, the Transformers, on the bag, and the tech specs are missing like half the stuff, which I don't remember if the original had that issue mm-hmm. or not. But my brother had this original toy.
Okay.
And I remember him enjoying this. It is a lot nicer and it is a lot larger than the one for Kingdom. Right. However, One for Kingdom is more show accurate in its color palette and its robot head. However, the rest of it is very stylized for a character that had like 5 minutes, if that. Like, I think it was like 35 seconds or something in the Kingdom as a drone. And Tigatron is a repaint of Cheetor, essentially.
Yeah, he essentially is, yes. And that's...
I've never seen this figure in the store, like the original.
Right, yeah.
Never saw it in the store. Now, it'll be interesting to see if we see this one in the store, because the Kingdom one has still not shown up in the store.
Really? Kingdom Tigatron hasn't shown up yet?
No, I have looked.
Wow.
I mean, part of it, I had COVID during part of my two-week hiatus, so I couldn't look, but... all of the stores are fully stocked for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of the Transformer aisles are completely full. They have the reissue Megatron, Rat Trap, Cheetor, Primal, and then they have a ton of Kingdom, Wave 1, of course, and a couple of, like, Kingdom Sound Waves that are the little core class, which honestly are nice, and then they have a ton of Cyberverse, and that's pretty much it. Like, I have not seen... like, I've finally seen Kingdom Megatron show up again, like Beast Megatron.
For the first time since February.
Yes. And I've seen Kingdom Ultra Magnus show up since first time since May. And then I've seen Kingdom Rodimus show up now, which is one of the new ones. But otherwise, I have not seen a Tigatron. I still have him on pre-order from BBTS.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to come out last month. And they bumped the date to November now, and I still have not, as of this recording here, mid-November, let me check.
You would have gotten an email by now, I think, saying, well, hey, it's in if you'd like to do your pile of loot or whatever from BBTS.
Yeah, and I have the pile of loot. The thing is, I'm trying to get the figure for myself and for my son.
I understand that.
Yeah, because he likes the tiger. And
right.
And plus, I'm trying to just complete my set. Like, I've seen Waspinator in the store. I've seen Shadow Panther in the store. I saw those, like 2 days ago. And so I've seen those, but I have not, like I said, I have not seen a Tigatron. And he's still on pre-order from BBTS. Which is hilarious because Legacy, which is the next squad of stuff coming out, the only one that I'm even remotely interested in from Legacy is Laser Optimus Prime. But the sad thing is, I don't want the trailer. I just want the Prime. Like, I don't have any need. Like, I have the Walmart edition of Optimus Prime from War for Cybertron, like the Netflix version. And he came with two of the weaponizers instead of the trailer, which I was fine with because I don't have room for the trailers.
Yeah.
I don't have room for base building. So, like, I just want the figure, like the character themselves. Like, so if I could get my hands on just Laser Optimus Prime without the trailer of this Legacy class, I would. I'm still waiting on confirmation for some other Beast Wars figures like Tarantulas, Inferno, and Transmetal 2 Megatron from that. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, like I said, I still haven't seen Kingdom Tigatron at all, and I'm quite sad about it because that's that and Terrorsaur, and I'm just waiting on now at this point. I mean, I have Ravage now too from Beast Wars, which is hilarious because he goes for like 90 on eBay now.
Covert Agent Ravage? Even though he's still in stock at Hasbro Pulse for $52.99.
Yeah, people are buying him though in bulk because on some place somewhere because they don't have a limit in a particular place, because people were talking about it on AllSparks page about how they somebody had like was saying, oh yeah, I got 30 of them so that I can try and, you know, scalp it, essentially.
Yeah,
like scumbags.
Yeah,
anyways,
the last bit of toy news I did not share with you because huge grain of salt, and you know how I hate
grain of salt.
Us doing this rumor thing. Huge grain of salt. Possible Transformers Kingdom Core Class Hot Rod release. This was posted somewhere on Twitter November 12th by Unrivaled Collectibles. The following items are open for pre-order. Back order. Click and follow, blah, 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 blah. One, pre-order Hasbro Takara Tomy TFW WFC Kingdom Core Class Hot Rod, and I love this, Hot Rod. So Hot Rods, capitalize H, capitalize R, space in between, or Hot Rod, capital H, all one word, no space, no capital R. You know, so that's a huge, huge grain of salt. We're not spending any time on that. What I do really want to spend some time on is these. We're way late on this one, folks. This was posted October 21st over on the AllSpark. But Hasbro and Transformers and whatever else, they're releasing new official G1 Soundwave and Beast Wars limited posters for purchase. The sound wave comes in yellow and red, which I think is have you seen these?
Yes.
Okay. So with yellow, it's him and Buzzsaw with his yellow eyes, so toy accuracy. With red, it's him and Laserbeak with cartoon accurate red eyes.
However, his chest piece is not.
Okay, it's not.
I know, yeah, it's stylized. Now, if you go to the third image, it's
of course, it's Beast Wars. It's yeah. It's your bag. It's
I love Beast Wars.
Yes. That is a cool image. I kind of like the alternate version though. A little more. The grayed out the one right below the red sound wave.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that one a little more. Wow.
So I like it, but I like the other one, but I think it's because it's more like pronounced color.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I mean, I like them both.
I like them both.
Yeah, I like them both. I'm just saying, like, the whole with the Maximals and the this and the that and the whatever is so cool.
I think it's a little weird, though. It's only got like four.
Yeah, it's got Optimus, but it's got Optimus Primal. It's got
Cheetor, Tigatron, and Black Arachnia. I'd be fine if they released a second one that came with like
Predacons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Predacons and a Maximal, like Dinobot or something, in place of Black Arachnia.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I love this poster.
Yeah, it's so cool. So very, very cool. All right, folks. And the final thing I have for tonight is. Actually, do I have two final things or just this one? I did finally grab the Shockwave Funko Pop, so there's that. We can talk about that on a different show. But I interviewed Stan Bush a few weeks ago. He's got his Stan Bush 10 CD collection, the Stan Bush collection, coming out this holiday season. And he sent me a box set. I cannot believe it. I didn't even expect him to send me anything because the funny thing about this 10-CD box set, which is what I mentioned with him on the interview that we did, go back and listen to that, folks. It'll be in the show notes if you want to listen to that. Half of these albums, he's already sent to me, and they're in storage somewhere, because every time he released a new release, he would send me one for review, and he would sign them. So I have half of this collection already. However, what I'm going to do is, and this is what I told him I would do if he sent me this, I will do an album review for each of the 10 albums. Now, some of these I have never actually heard because, as we all know, and I will defend Stan till my dying breath, he's not just the Transformers guy, but that's what people know him from. That's what people know him for. The first album in this is Every Beat of My Heart. No, it has nothing to do with any other 80s person. The Child Within, Call to Action. People might remember Call to Action because that's where the 1997 You've Got the Touch remix is. That's where Never Surrender is. Oh, this also has the Dare 1997 remix. Interesting. It has Ground Zero, which was the BotCon theme from 97. And then we get to Shine, which, again, is another album that I have never – there's nothing on it. So this is all going to be all fresh music reviews from me, folks, written reviews on the website, freegeekcastradio.com. And then we get Stan Bush and Barrage, Heaven. So there's that one. And then 2007 to 2010 is where I started getting stuff from him. So In This Life. Which features the special bonus tracks of The Touch from Transformers the Movie and Till All Are One Transformers theme. Till All Are One is basically Ground Zero except for Transformers because in 2007 that's what they were doing for the movie and whatever else with his involvement with the first film. And then there's Dare to Dream from 2010. From 2014, I think, 2014 is The Ultimate. And then we have Change the World from 2017, which includes The Touch, Dare from Transformers the Movie. This one also has, this is another one I is in a weird place. But anyway, and then the final one we have is the most recent release, Dare to Dream. Which includes, I'm trying to see if there's a specific Heat of the Battle he used, that they used for a Transformers thing for at one point or another. But thank you so much, Stan, for sending this. I will be getting all these reviews done up as soon as I possibly can, because I am in the midst of moving apartments and restarting my life and all that other good stuff and whatever other stuff you want to stuff in the stuff. We will be doing at some point, most likely after Rodimus Primal's Origins, we will be doing Beast Wars number 9 for the pull bag and ATTF, because we finally get the Skuld story. Yay, Skuld! In the IDW Transformers Beast Wars comic.
Like IDW Transformers Beast Wars.
So yeah, that's what's going on, folks, with all things Transformers. It's just been, you know, a bunch of stuff all at once, just happening. And then I know TFCon 2021 in Canada is happening in December. Go back to Protoman's Origins episode to find out the exact dates, because I don't have those in front of me at the moment, folks. And then I think it's in March also here in the USA. I forget where, but I think it's March 20-something to 20-something next year that they're doing it, so...
Interesting.
So far as I know, no word on BotCon, when BotCon's going to come back. It's kind of really quiet. I think it's next year. Yeah, I think it's next year, too. I'm just saying there hasn't been any...
Definitive
announcement, or I haven't seen any definitive ad on Facebook or anything like that. So, what are you got going on with your Transformers stuff lately?
Well, I have Ravage.
Covert Agent Ravage, at your service.
I've really enjoyed that. It looks awesome. And then the, G1 cassette.
Yeah, the Decepticons Forever is, Ravage.
Yeah, he's basically the same as the original one that came out in the 80s.
Yeah.
Except it's plastic and it's a little bit flimsier in certain areas, but it's it basically is the exact same toy. Which is not a problem. I kind of like it, but that's more so just because it's nostalgia.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. That's what I've been up to as far as that. I'm getting ready to rebuild my stash in my cupboard now that my office is set back up.
Yay!
Hey.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right, folks, I think that's going to do it for us here on All Things Transformers. Unless you have anything else you want to bring up, I don't think we...
There's the Shockwave Labs. I don't know if you've seen that. Mm-hmm. So Shockwave Labs, there's a lot of things that third parties are making now at this point for Transformers. One of them being they have an upgrade kit for Studio Series Retgar, HasLab, Unicron, and Kingdom Optimus Primal. And the kit for the Studio Series 86 Retgar includes junk props. Inspired from the movie.
Right.
Unicron has a planet light kit, a remote controlled LED unit for the central part of the maw where it opens. So it changes color. Like you can basically make it any color you want. And then the shield for Kingdom Primal, it's the one scene from Victory. Where it's or Coming of the Fusers Part 2. So it's got the clear translucent plastic and then the metal look to the rest of it. And then he can hold on to it. And it's got two pegs, or actually not two pegs, but several pegs on the backside where you can kind of maneuver the handle.
Very cool. Very cool.
So, yeah, I love it when they have stuff like that just because it's something original and adds to it.
So what you're saying is you love it when a plan comes together.
Yes. And then, of course, Cyberverse Season 4.
I was going to mention that. I completely forgot about it. Did you watch it?
No, not yet. Yeah. I heard people were like, basically Megatron. But it's Trypticon. They gave a personality, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
But they got the Dinobots.
Yeah, they get the Dinobots, and they get a bunch of other stuff. And I really dug the first one. I thought it was cool. I thought it was great. I can't wait until it eventually hits Netflix, because I'm hoping Netflix will add season 3. Because currently, as of this recording, Netflix still only has the first two seasons of Cyberverse on there. So hopefully with these movies, they will finally add season 3. I don't know when the next one's going to come out. I do know that a bunch of people were bitching about this thing, though, because Hasbro and Transformers region locked it. So not everyone got to watch it. Everyone was so pissed. And I'm like, why would you do that?
It's like region locked, discs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I was going to say one of our good friends, Draconis,
mm-hmm.
Sent me some of the Transformers RID.
Oh, very cool.
Different region episodes, which I plan to review in the near future.
Hmm. Very awesome. Very awesome. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it on this.
There you go. Thank you for joining us on here on All Things Transformers. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Send an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on Twitter @GeekCastRadio is for the network, @AllThingsTFV3 is for the show. I am @TFG1. Mike, what are your Twitter names, since you have two of them now?
@SCP21 and @StevePhillipsVO.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also check out All Things Transformers over there as well. Join us next time, as I will have Rodimus Primal's origin story in Transformers, and then after that, I don't know what we're doing yet. I think, out of the 6 films, I think I can convince Steve to do the Bumblebee commentary with me, but the other ones, I don't know who I'm going to get for those.
Well, honestly, I don't have a huge issue, and honestly, I haven't watched them in ages, so I would be up for watch.
For now, I'm TFG1 Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Transform and transcend with us next time here on All Things Transformers.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle we finally got this flying junk pile of yours stabilized.
You were the idiot who opened the plasma energy chamber, Galvatron.
Silence! There is much to do. We will attack other planets. We will suck them dry. We will rebuild the planet 100 times more powerful than Cybertron. And I will rule the galaxy!
Who will rule the galaxy?
Me! It is my destiny!
We shall see, Galvatron. We shall see.
Yes. I wish to speak to my lawyer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.